And the Mechaber continues, Ein mechashvim b'hem cheshbonos. One should not make different calculations of different business or household needs. Elim kein ha'yishu mitzvah. You can make cheshbonos of mitzvah. Kavon kum shel stoker. Make calculations how much money needs to be collected from different stokers. Binyan shvuyim. Redeem people from captivity. Ein maspidim b'hem elim kein ye'esper l'echem ikdoyle yayir. You use it for hesper only if it's for one of the great leaders of the city, Mr. Burbank from the Rizal, that he's very careful not to speak in the shul, only tefillah. He didn't even speak Musa because he's concerned. People come afterwards to speak the Rechol. That's a chumra. But it just shows how careful one should be. So if there's a hesped of one of the leaders of the city or one of his relatives and everybody's coming together, the chvoid, the leader of the city, shakol b'nei yim eskapsim above the speed of that everyone gets together, they can do them the shul. And so he can't spend himself. If going to the grace, hold him. He has to go to the shul just to call somebody. Or some other person leave. He can't speak him at first. He should read a little bit of Chumash or the like. Or Yoyimu Dvar Shmuel. He should say some halacha or some other Dvar Torah they heard from somebody. And afterwards he should call the person he wants to call. In other words, first he should do a double shedding kedusha in the shul and then call the person out. They shall lo yehei nira kilu nifnas atzoka. Shouldn't look like he's going only for his personal needs or some mundane need. Then eino yedea lo likvus from the shanis. He doesn't know how to read chumash or mishneh. Yoyimu leechem etinok. Tinokus kroli psuk shata kareva. You can ask one of the children they're learning there. Tell me the pasuk that you're reading. Or yishu ma'at v'yachagit. Another eight says to stay there a little bit and then leave. She yeshiva ben mitzvah, she ne ma'asher yeshu v'yisrach. Even just sitting in the shul is a mitzvah. Yeah. Come on, if you don't have anything, that says about mitzvah to talk about, it's just better to sit there and be quiet. Yeah. Shira yeshiva v'yisrach shnei v'zochem. The amount of time one should stay, that one should sit down when he goes into a shul for other reasons, is the amount that it takes to walk 8 tvochim. Just a very short period of time. It's, about a second. You sit down for a short time and get up, that's also good. Then afterwards you could call somebody out, take care of what he has to take care of. Sid base, the Ashaimim Shemash Shanim to face with Joshua, Rotsi Laimish, Ravim, to meet these Knesses. Now, what you say, a room that is designated for learning, as Kedusha is talking about as a public room. Avil Yochel, Kavim, and Joshua base, a person has a study in his house, and so forth, just for his convenience, then Nachanami, a loy kedusha koka, doesn't have this level of kedusha, you can use it, for broader uses than, shul. Smashma, even so, you should be no kovet to the place, but, there's much more tailoring than a shul. Siv gimel, like yeshen, v'vase knesset, afil yeshen sarai, afil v'vase medrash, mutter. Place which v'vase knesset, just for davening, now that you can take a nap there, v'vase medrash is mutter to take a nap in there, since the place where people stay, and learn throughout the day. Yeah. Mr. Burbank's from Kivega that since people spend a lot of time in the shul for their learning, it's a natural thing that a person needs to take a little rest in the middle. So, in the middle, when Chazal instituted these dinim, they made leniency in respect to taking a nap when, in the place that you're learning in, even though it's based on Medrash. Siv Dalit, but so based on Knesset, Mutter Becha, Belishim, but Toyfari. Was doing, one is taking a nap or to eat while he's watching. He's the watchman of the shul. But since he's there, the tzach, for the need of the shul to be watched over, he's allowed to do the above of eating and sleeping. Tamsi Yishen B'Lady Yom Kippur, the basic message, Afilus of Mitzvah, Yikoyim, Shibosim Lavel, Shon, basic message, Mutzvah Lechel Shon. It says, not only is it, if you're doing it for the protection of the shul, watching over the shul, but even if you're doing it for other reasons. So, it's interesting that the Shavuot says this idea of sleeping there at the night of Yom Kippur is also protecting the shul in some way because he's making sure that the candles, we used to light a lot of candles in the shul, Yom Kippur, the people that were up for it, make sure that it doesn't cause a fire or anything. Another example that it is a heter to eat in the shul. It says, so this mitzvah to be ma'aber sashonah, to add another month to the year. Mr. Brew brings from the book of Ramesh Masmak that so this mitzvah is permitted only if it's a type that does not have kavus rosh. It's a simple meal. bread and some beans and like, but a fancy seudah that's wine and everything else should not be done under all circumstances in a shul. He said, even so, there is a minhag to be made for Sima Shas, the base medrash, and he says, not lachatchila, but there's what to rely on to do such a thing. Yeah. The Shatzim says the heter for eating a tzorach mitzvah is the heter which seems to apply only in chutz laretz, because relying on Be'er Shita is that if it was made on a condition, it works to even use it for eating while the shul is still in use. According to that, we wouldn't have a heter in Eretz Yisrael. We'll see later there are some heter in Eretz Yisrael also. Sif hey, hoyu basic nishri psochim leikonis the pesach zevas and telchosis the pesach sheni. Should make it into a shortcut. So go to one and go out the other door. If he had there was a road and then he built a shul in the middle of the road, that's lutzer, because the people that were going down the road had a schus to cross the road before the shul was built, and the shul cannot take that away from them. He went into daven, not to be mekatzer himself, and when he goes out, he can go out the other side. Nifas b'olis v'alim luter, nifas pesatol says pesach achar. So Lashon Rav is just a heter. Shavu says it's supposed to say it's a mitzvah. Just like on the base of Mikdash. People came in one side and came out the other side. So from the shul, it's considered a code for the shul not to go out the same entrance, it's go out a different one.